Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Trump says he's likely to name his latest Supreme Court nominee this week. As NPR's Ayesha Roscoe reports, Trump is considering five candidates to replace late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
President Trump says he wants to have a vote on his pick for the Supreme Court before the election. He said there's lots of work to be done, so he wants the seat filled.
So let's say I make the announcement on Saturday. There's a great deal of time before the election. That'll be up to Mitch in the Senate. But I'd certainly much rather have the vote. I think it sends a good signal.
One person that Trump is considering is federal judge Barbara Lagoa. Trump said he may meet with Lagoa when he travels to Florida later in the week. Lagoa is a native of Miami with roots in Cuba. At 52, she would be the youngest justice on the Supreme Court. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News.
There's no sign of any compromise on legislation to prevent a partial government shutdown at the end of this month. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the top Democrats are blasting a temporary funding proposal introduced by House Democrats.
In a tweet, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the rough draft of the government spending bill shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. The measure drafted by House Democrats does not include federal aid for farmers requested by the Trump administration. The House could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. Federal agencies are set to run out of money on September 30th.
Windsor Johnston reporting. U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette is questioning the consensus of mainstream scientists that humans are causing climate change. Reed Frazier reports on Brouillette's remarks at the site of a chemical plant that's under construction in Pennsylvania.
When asked how the Trump administration would fight climate change, Brouillette questioned the scientific consensus that human-caused carbon emissions are fueling hotter temperatures.
No one knows that. No one knows that. Scientists say a lot of things. I have scientists inside of the Department of Energy that say a lot of things. Look, the bottom line is we live here, so we must have some impact. The question is, what is the exact impact that we're having? And that's the question that has not been resolved.
But we do know people are causing global warming. Though scientists don't know the exact level of warming this will cause, they say it will be severe and is already linked to events like heat waves, wildfires, and hurricanes. For NPR News, I'm Reed Frazier in Pittsburgh.
A new report says the decision to end the 2020 national headcount a month early was not made by the U.S. Census Bureau. The Office of the Inspector General says that some agency officials suspect that decision was made by the White House or by the Commerce Department. Lawsuits seeking to have the census count continue until the end of October are still pending in federal courts. You're listening to NPR News. A woman suspected of sending a poison letter to the White House is to appear at a hearing tomorrow. Pascal Ferrier is accused of mailing an envelope that was laced with the poison ricin. The envelope was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and to President Trump. Ferrier was apprehended by U.S. Customs and Border agents at the New York-Canada border over the weekend. She's also suspected of sending similar mailings to law enforcement officials in Texas. One of the first white clergymen to support the Montgomery bus boycott in the 1950s has died. Robert Gretz was 92 years old. As Troy Public Radio's Kyle Gassett reports, the Lutheran minister took part in the civil rights movement despite intimidation and death threats.
Robert Gretz was a white leader of an all-black church in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955. That put him in close contact with leaders of the civil rights movement, such as Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks, who became a close family friend. Gretz drove black residents who were boycotting the bus system to work and took part in public demonstrations for equality. This earned him the scorn of white supremacists who slashed his tires and put sugar in his gas tank. Gretz and his family were away on a trip in 1956 when their home was bombed. In later years, Gretz and his wife Jeannie devoted themselves to realizing MLK's vision of a beloved community in Montgomery. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett.
Wall Street stocks closed broadly lower. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News. Support.